Alright, it's time for the Property Pulse here at 96.7 TSAFM. Every single Wednesday, we either talk with a realtor or we talk with a home inspector. And today, it's Jackie Murano's turn from Southernmont Realty Group. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom.
How you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. You had a good weekend?
I did, and it feels like spring.
I know. Spring is here, and it's time to sell your home.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yeah, so last week, we talked about prepping,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
Prepping your house to sell.
And, right. Inside and out.
Inside and out and all the things and, you know, getting your furnace serviced and, you know, making sure your smoke detectors are, got your batteries changed, all of that. And then.
So now I think we should talk about, like, when people sell their house, like, you know, you kind of fix it up. We were talking about fixing it up last time.
Yeah, we were. We were just talking about getting
it. But what
ready.
If somebody wants to sell it, like, as is, let's just say? What do you do?
Yeah. Right. So, let's say you don't want to do that stuff.
Yeah.
You don't want to do cosmetic. You don't want to, you know, investigate sort of your systems before you list. You're just ready to wash your hands of it.
That's it. You're done. You're fed up.
Yeah. And sometimes two people don't have the funds or the time, or maybe they're not on site. Sometimes you don't live in the house,
right?
And you just want to sell it as is, right? We hear that occasionally. You see that in the listing.
Yeah,
the seller is selling as is,
right?
And can you do that?
Right.
And you can.
You can. Right.
You can.
As is meaning it is what it is. If somebody doesn't know what as is.
Yeah, exactly. So generally, when a seller says that they're going to sell the house as is, what they really mean is that we're not going to make repairs.
Yeah.
We're not going to make upgrades or give concessions. Here's the house at this price. Mm-hmm. Take it or leave it.
Right.
Essentially, that's usually the feeling that the seller is trying to, or the message the seller is trying to convey when they say as is.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's important, though, for both buyers and sellers to understand that even if that's kind of the agreement, between the parties, that sometimes there are things that are out of their hands.
Yes.
There are some things that you can't waive.
Right. Like if they need a whole new roof, let's say, but they don't have the funds, you know, it's as is, and someone's going to have to fix that. And do we add it into the price, or what do we do?
Right, 100%. So that's one of those things, like if there's repairs that need to be made, those are things that can be reflected in the price or in negotiation. That's one of those things that you can say as is.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean that you don't have to disclose your issues.
Oh, really?
So if there's something with the house that would be a material fact. So a material defect is basically any knowledge of the house that you have.
Right.
That could potentially mean, you know, if a buyer knew that, it might change their mind.
Right.
They might not want to buy the house if they knew that, or if it could substantially affect the value of the house. You still have to disclose those things. You can't just say, it is what it is. It's totally on you.
Right.
If you have knowledge. And these are usually things like health and safety, mold, bad water tests, leaking septics. You can disclose all that, and the buyer can say, okay, I'm comfortable taking that on.
Yeah.
But you do need to share those things.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can't not disclose something because that's hiding and that's not a good thing.
Yeah. And there's a lot of liability in that too. So, you know, if you do know something that could potentially make a buyer not want to purchase your house and you don't disclose it and then they do purchase it, you know, there could be some liability, some legal ramifications on the seller.
Okay.
After the fact.
All right. So is there any different forms that you have to fill out?
I mean, there are certain forms that are required.
Okay.
I mean, now we talked about this, the flood zone requirement that is in the state of Vermont now.
Right.
A seller does have to certify that they have working proper photoelectric smoke and CO detectors.
Yep.
If they know that there's lead in the home, or if the home was built pre-78.
Yes.
They have to fill out a lead disclosure. So there are certainly formal disclosures that are required. But above that, it's also sort of any defect that you know with the home.
Right. Okay. So a lot of homes, I mean, homes that are probably more run down as is than versus something that's really high dollar, right?
Yeah, it depends. I mean, sometimes these things are not about the sort of condition of the property. Sometimes okay. they can be title defects. Mm-hmm. So if you know that there's a title defect on the property, if you know that there's, for instance, if you have a tax collector's deed, it's not a warranty deed, these are things that you should tell buyers up front because it could lead to problems later.
Yeah.
So the other part of material facts is that if your agent knows them, they mm-hmm. also have to disclose.
Uh-huh.
So if you have a fact about your home yep. or some condition of the home or a title defect, and you've told your agent, they are now obligated to disclose that to
right.
potential buyers and buyer agents. So, you know, if you know something and you think, oh, I'm going to tell my realtor, they have a fiduciary responsibility
yes,
to
right.
me, it's confidential. They really do have to disclose that. So
yeah, you don't want any problems after the sale.
No, I mean, it's just disclose.
Yes. All right. So disclose if it's as is and you don't have to fix it. And that way everybody's covered, right?
So pretty yes. much. The other thing I would say is that sometimes banks have requirements. So mm-hmm. you'll occasionally say, okay, the buyer and the seller are on the same page.
Uh-huh.
Whatever it is, here's the price. And then the appraiser may come in and say, you have to have a railing here, or you have mm-hmm. to do this or that, or you have to have a water test if it's
I see.
FHA
yeah.
loan or a special loan.
Yeah.
Some loans require pest inspections.
Right. So it all depends. Yeah.
It all depends. So yeah. it's important to talk about this stuff at the very beginning with your realtor
okay.
and, you know, make sure you understand your responsibilities to disclose.
All right.
And make sure that you fully disclose
okay.
any well, issues that you know about the home.
That sounds perfect. So as is, today is.
Yes, as is possible, but it's not always what people think it is.
Exactly.
There's still disclosures.
Right.
There can still be bank requirements. So
yeah.
Just because everybody's agreeing at the beginning to sell as
yeah.
is doesn't mean that there's not going right. to be some responsibilities on the seller.
All right. So if you're out there and you're selling and you want to sell as is, you better give Jackie Marano a call at Southern Vermont Realty Group. And your website is?
It's SOVTRealtyGroup.com.
All right. And all the information is on your website and our website, too, at WTSARadio.com. Just click on the property pulse and you can hear all the past episodes that me and you talked about and today's as well. So it'll be up there a little later on this morning.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for stopping in, Jackie, with the Property Pulse. Every other Wednesday, it's your turn.
Thanks for having me,
Tom. You have a good one. Enjoy the warm weather.
You too.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.